Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You discern between shame and guilt. Can you open that up a little bit further? Guilt.
Well, I think how Brené Brown defines it is just so popularized. But I think guilt is very similar to healthy shame in that I did something wrong. I feel bad for what I did. And that version of toxic shame is when what I did wrong is actually tied to my identity. You know, and I remember doing years ago, I remember doing this meditation and I felt like I judged a lot of bros, you know, like I'll call it like frosted tips, you know, like Jagerbomb kind of dudes, finance kind of guys, which let me just point out, if you are listening to this or watching this and you're like, F you, I had frosted tips. I had a puka shell necklace and my undergraduate degree specialized in finance. So when I say that, what I'm saying is that I was judging most what I had not yet forgiven. And I remember doing this meditation where I had worked through the shame I had about how I'd shown up, et cetera, at that time in my life. And I could feel the 21-year-old version of me re-enter my body because he was welcome again. And, you know, the things that we're most ashamed of in the Rolodex of our life, we tend to reject those parts of ourselves. And what happens is if you reject or are not willing to look at the circumstances that you've been in your life, whether you're a victim of them or not, because none of this is negating the experience of victimization, but it's to say, if I reject the experience, then I actually reject the lesson. And then I'm not able to relate to people who are like the younger version of myself. So for me, to be fully in integrity with the work that I do, my commitment to myself is that I have to explore every single thing I don't want to look at, especially the things I don't want to look at. And then I have to excavate them for the wisdom and the knowledge that is actually being asked to be derived from it. And I think a lot of it like the process of alchemy, in that there's a saying that I remember Francis Weller, who's a psychotherapist, and he calls himself a soul activist. He's amazing. And he said, alchemy doesn't care about the alchemist. Like, the actual process of change doesn't care about your feelings. Like, it just wants you to become better. And so I think about that a lot when I think about the uncomfortable things that we need to explore in our lives. They actually don't care that you're uncomfortable. They actually could give a shit about your feelings. What they care about is that you're actually going to become better.
And if that is the path of least resistance, they might even just push you down, to be honest.
Right. And you can avoid it, and then you'll get a cosmic 2x4 to the head. I mean, yeah. It's what is not integrated will be repeated, you know, and that's a lesson of life. It's like we wonder why we do the same things, why we choose the same people. It's because we haven't excavated and stepped into the gold. We haven't. And, you know, what do they call it? Let go or be dragged. Like it's a choice. It's not an easy choice, because even stepping into your unfamiliar potential is terrifying. You might turn out to be nothing, but then you could turn out to be everything.
I was, I do this in the back of my head, and I've never said this to anyone before, but coming onto the podcast, I have this like theme in the back of my head. And for yourself, it was Mark, unfuck your patterns, Groves.
Well, I like to be welcomed into this mystery thought process you have.
But I can tell I'm way too comfortable with you as it is to be even able to share that with you. And I think that
let's unfuck some patterns.
Yeah. Because I think in there, like, there's this whole, you know, we're starting to venture into, yeah, when we, like you said, you know, if we don't address things, and I think there's a worthy conversation to be had around how, what, like, and I'm sure it's different situation to situation, emotion to emotion, moment to moment, in terms of how we address what's coming up. And however, we do replay our patterns, like you said, if we don't integrate them. Still laughing at the fact that I told you what I told you.
Well, you unfucked a pattern by sharing it.
Case in point. Yeah. How do we do the work to have a look in general? Like, in, you know, maybe what does it look like in your world to look at the...
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
What doesn't want to be looked at? And then potentially how that starts to disrupt some of these patterns that we carry in. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there's no transformation that doesn't begin without being able to tell the truth. So, you know, I think one of the first steps in really every course I have and every invitation I have to people, usually they come to my work kind of in this place, which is that you have to be able to be honest with yourself about who you are, what you choose, who you're being, what your challenges are. You know, like it's like any form of addiction. You know, it starts with the acceptance that the addiction exists. You know, and I think it's the same with any behavior. Like, you can't want to change how you show up to a relationship if you can't accept that you get defensive. I had to accept that I manipulated people in dialogue because I was afraid of being seen. I was afraid of being the one who actually was the issue or had the issue, and that was the issue, because I didn't have the ability for my worth to be decoupled from the feedback I was getting about how I showed up to life. And so really, by being able to say, this is a behavior I have, it's not who I am, most people don't realize that like, habits are not who you are. So you can change your habits, because at the core is what we're talking about, this return to the essence of you. But these patterns that you have that protect from this idea that you might be discovered. You might be discovered as being vulnerable. You might be discovered as being sneaky, you know, and even all that part of ourselves of like knowing that we all have shadow, we all have manipulation, we all have sneaky ways that we try to not get hurt again. So I think the beginning part is accepting who you actually are, and then really starting to hang out with community that does the same, because you need people who can unconditionally love you, which doesn't mean tolerate your bullshit.
Sorry.
That's true. You know, it's like a lot of the times what I'll see misinterpreted in an expression of finding compassion for a perspective someone has, let's say, or an experience they have, is there's this idea that you're supposed to tolerate it. But, you know, I can have compassion for why someone is emotionally abusive, but that doesn't mean I'm going to tolerate their emotional abuse. You know, me knowing that, well, they had a difficult childhood, their dad was a narcissist. Great. That's all context. And it can allow me to see the humanness in them. But the adult in me says, not here. Love doesn't do that. We don't do that. I love you, but I choose to not be in relationship with you when you are that way. So unconditional love is not unconditional tolerance. And I think when we can, usually we end up, let's say, making a giant choice like leaving a relationship or leaving a job. And we find the people who have never left a relationship and never left a job will be most critical, because we've now reflected to them a possibility that they've not chosen.
So now, back to what you were describing before about your own engagement. Yeah, sorry.
Exactly. And then that will actually cause a lot of us to go back to the old pattern, to stay in the job, to get rid of the dream, to go back to the person, right? And so this is this chance that we usually end up being rejected from sort of the frameworks that kept us in the box. And so our parents might be reactive to the choice we make, but we've always pleased our parents. So now we have to actually sit with the discomfort of not pleasing them. We have always pleased society. We always pleased our community. And now we have to sit with the fact that we actually have to displease them to please ourselves. And so there's this recalibration that goes on where, and it's a reorientation, which is saying, instead of you constantly reacting to the world is now learning to orient around you a little bit. And that shuffle is usually what makes people stop, because it's too uncomfortable to be the center of your universe, which does not mean to be self-centered, which is very different. It just means that you're a self and you exist and you get to be in relationship with other adults who can stay in their own lane. And your dreams and you stepping into your power doesn't make people less powerful. It actually makes them more powerful. But if the game is power, and it's this idea that you have more power than me and power is a finite thing, then we start to hold on tighter. So that was a long answer to your question. So I apologize. I hope that...
You do not get to apologize in this podcast. Oh. Hope you're thoroughly enjoying this moment from a full-length podcast we've got here on The Inspired Evolution. If you are intrigued and so-called, check out the full episode to where you're listening to this podcast now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.